You're drenched in blood, still warm with wear.
With a twang and a yodel, St. Seneca's new album, Dark Ark, begins with this foreboding song. You can tell right away this is not your grandpa's Appalachia, but that's where singer-songwriter Zach Little is from. Before long, the music bursts into a driving rock chorus. Zach Little from St. Seneca joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us, Zach.
Thank you.
So your band is based in Columbus, Ohio, but I wonder how your childhood in Appalachia ended up working its way into the scene that you found yourself in musically, the post-punk scene.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a pretty remote area of southeastern Ohio, and I don't know that it was something that had like a really direct impact in terms, I feel like people tend to think of it as just like, oh, you're from southeast Ohio, you're from Appalachia, so of course you picked up the banjo or the dulcimer or something. But I feel like it's probably something that crept in a more subtle and subconscious way. It instilled like a sense of introspection and resourcefulness in the way that I approach music.
You broke your ribs for them. Hope it was worth every cell split. What are we besides agreements of the sense?
I imagine in your music career now you could choose to move somewhere else, maybe LA, New York. You've chosen to stay in Columbus, right? Why is that?
I find Columbus to be a very like nurturing musical community. You know, there are a number, it's one, like if you're like a touring musician, like having a place that's affordable is really nice. But also I think that there's just like a good sort of like spirit of like community there. People are interested in going to one another's shows. And when I moved to Columbus, like we connected into the DIY like punk scene right away.
Clothes burrs in your lungs. Rasp over the phone, serve to sharpen every groan thrown.
St. Seneca has made a name for itself by playing in some really unusual spaces. I mean, underneath a highway overpass, in living rooms and basements. I understand you even played in a yurt at one point. I wonder what makes one space more conducive to music making than another. Do you think about that?
Yeah, certainly. But I feel like the, you know, maybe the most important thing is just like when you are in a space, like addressing that space specifically. I was thinking about this the other day, and it's, I feel like it's kind of like a gardener or something like that, to where, you know, if I were planting a garden in Ohio or something, what I would grow in that context or something is, you know, maybe I want to plant, I don't know, like an apple tree or something. I guess that's not something you grow in a garden. But I'm going to be like addressing the Ohio climate. I'm going to be, you know, thinking about the soil and thinking about the way that the sun shines. Whereas if I were growing something in Florida or California or something, you know, like that might be well suited for, I don't know, an orange tree or something. And I think it's similar with music. It's just like that craft and that like intention is something that hopefully can transcend like the individual context, but you address those things specifically.
I'd like to take a listen to this track from the album. It's called Happy Alone.
Guilty pleasures at best, gouge the floors in our chests, and this the only vestige left. Next time we'll be back. Happy.
are some dark themes on this album, but they're accompanied by these kind of strangely uplifting riffs and melodies. Is that a juxtaposition that is interesting to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in many ways, like, when I was approaching this record, like, I thought of it as a meditation on doom.
It's pretty dark, Zach.
Yeah. But it was less about sort of like the tragedy of that or something, and finding a way, finding the joy and the transcendence in that. And I liked the idea of, you know, taking like dark themes or something like that and setting it against this like uplifting pop structure.
When I crave a split lip, I'll get it cold.
Zach Little from St. Seneca. Their new album, Dark Art, comes out Tuesday. Until then, you can stream the whole thing on our website, nprmusic.org. He spoke with us from NPR West. Hey, Zach, thanks so much.
Thank you.